Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Twitter, we're there, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Peters Township, visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Ray Fittipaldo, he joins right now, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Covers the team oh so well. Can't wait to talk to him, and we do that right now. The wait is over. Hello, Ray. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. How much mileage are you putting on your car there, up and back to camp? You're not allowed to stay there. How much fun is that?
From front door to the St. Vincent campus, 75 miles, so 150 round trip every day.
Ooh, look at Jeez. Ray. Look at Jeez. Ray. On your way, grab a Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show, to keep you awake, especially on the way home. All right, Ray. You know who I've heard conflicting reports about is Anthony McFarland, by the way. Not that that's the lead question, but I guess it's going to be for this sake. I heard that from some people he's been very good. I've heard from some other people I haven't really seen him. But what's going on? I guess he fits into this conversation. Running back two, who's being cultivated, and who do you think will be the backup behind Harris?
I think Benny Snell has separated himself from Anthony McFarland, and I think that was the case before camp. Benny's actually had a pretty good camp, and especially since Najee Harris has been injured. I think he's been pretty good. He's running with the first team. He's making some long runs. He's running hard. To answer your question about McFarland, I don't think he's a good between-the-tacklers runner. When people talk about him flashing out in Latrobe and making a few plays, it's almost always on plays where they can get him in space and he's simply using his speed, to get the edge and then to outrun people. So, listen, they've been trying to use him like that for the last couple of years, and he hasn't been able to consistently get a helmet on game day. So I'm not as excited about McFarland as maybe some others are. People have been talking more about Jaylen Warren, and I'm kind of on the Jaylen Warren train. I don't know if he's going to make this team. Maybe he makes the practice squad, but for a guy who's 5'8", he's just really good. He's got a knack for running, and he's probably the opposite of a guy like McFarland. Not as fast as McFarland, undrafted free agent, doesn't have the combine numbers. But when you put him in a situation, that guy's going to get yardage for you, and he's going to do it between the tackles. So, if I had to pick between Warren and McFarland right now, I'd probably pick Warren, but there's a lot of politics that goes into that guy's a fourth-round pick, only year three, that sort of thing. So we'll have to see how that goes. But, yeah, McFarland's been okay, but, nothing great.
Ray, not just from a fan's perspective, but an organization perspective, is this coming Saturday's first preseason game the most anticipated preseason game in the last 20 years?
Yeah, I think so. Just for the quarterback storyline, people – want to know what these guys are going to look like against other competition. And, it's kind of been uneven up here in training camp. And, I know a lot of people will tweet the stats of Trubisky, and, that's kind of like a popular thing to do. But I really try to factor in what's going on there. And, he just got Pat Freiermuth back the last couple of days. Harris has been out. Deontay Johnson, I think, has practiced two or three times. Claypool just got back. So there's a reason that Trubisky maybe hasn't had the success that a lot of people had hoped for. But as these guys slowly, start to trickle back in, I think people will, people will start to pay attention more, and they'll finally see that, I think Mitch is going to be okay. The Steelers coaches have not wavered. I mean, he's been out there with the first team almost every single snap only a couple that they gave to Mason Rudolph, I think, the second week of camp. So he's their guy, and the only way he's not going to be the starter week one in Cincinnati is if he falls on his face in these preseason games. So I think that's why people are looking forward to this. They kind of want to see what Trubisky's all about. And, of course, the people in Pittsburgh and all the Pitt fans, they want to see what Kenny Pickett's all about.
The word over the weekend coming out of Latrobe, Ray, was that the rotation would go Trubisky in 2-3 series maybe, Rudolph for the bulk of the second and third quarters, and then Kenny Pickett at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. But now we've seen in the last few days, since that stuff filtered out, Kenny Pickett take over more of the second-team reps. What is your anticipation of what the quarterback rotation will look like Saturday night?
Well, Mike will tell us tomorrow when he has his new news conference.
We can't wait that long, Ray.
Yeah, I mean, it's speculation right now, guys, but I think Trubisky's going to get a few series, and then there's going to be some combination of Pickett and Rudolph. And honestly, that storyline hasn't changed. Kenny Pickett threw two more interceptions in team periods yesterday. You see his natural ability sometimes, probably most when he has to, leave the pocket and throw on the run or, you know, make plays with his feet. And Mason's just, you know, he's been steady. He doesn't make mistakes. I don't think Mason has thrown a pick in a team period drill or a seven shots drill all camp. I still think he's got a big zero on the board there. So it's kind of there's not a lot of debate in my mind who has been better. But again, that's not a knock on Kenny. This is a guy who's learning the NFL game. You guys probably know, Dorm probably knows this. Mark Whipple kind of made things simpler for him last year, and I think that's why he took a big jump. Kind of just put a lot of stuff in there that Kenny was comfortable with. And now you're learning an NFL playbook, and you're learning the full scope of that. They're not trimming anything down for Kenny Pickett. So there's going to be a learning curve, and I think that's what we're seeing right now. But I think people are just as excited to see Kenny Pickett in these three preseason games as they are Mitch Trubisky.
Is George Pickens getting fitted for his Hall of Fame jacket yet, Ray? I mean, has the reaction to this guy been commensurate with his level of play?
Every time you tweet something, all I wrote yesterday, and I put a headline on it because it was the most interesting aspect of practice yesterday, but all I wrote was that he and Trubisky are developing some chemistry, and Trubisky threw to him in every crucial situation yesterday. And then it was like, boy, you know, this guy, he's going to be an all-pro and, you know, all this stuff. So, I mean, it's interesting how people read into that. It is a fun storyline. He is by far the most he's been the best rookie in camp without a doubt. I think he's going to be really good. I think he's going to make an immediate impact. But, let's slow down the hype train a little bit until he – actually does it in a regular season game. Preseason game, for that matter.
Yeah, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Hit us there. You get to put the offensive line into one of these three groups, and then you get to tell me why you put them in one of these three groups. Stink? Okay. All right. Or great. You tell me where they are, where you think they'll be, and why.
They're somewhere between stink and okay. I mean,
reassuring. Tell me why, Ray.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they stunk. They've stunk the last couple of years. It's not great. I will give them credit. Team run periods, maybe the last week or so, they've been much better. They were at Latrobe Memorial Stadium, and they did a team run drill, 7 reps. First line got 4, I think. Second line got 3. And they went up against the starters for those first 4 reps, and they got a yard and then some every time. So that's a little bit encouraging. I think Matt Canada, with a more mobile quarterback, is going to be able to draw things up, and they won't be as predictable with the plays they call. But there's still a lot that's not to like. I mean, Larry Ogunjobi practiced for the first time the other day, and he was cutting through those guys with ease and make them play.
So you're telling me it's encouraging they got 4.5 yards and then punted, Ray?
I mean, listen, Mike Tomlin forecasted the other day, this is a team that's going to win with defense if they win games. I think the offense, it's going to be don't make any mistakes. Let's run the ball. Let's get some points on the board. But I'm not expecting this this offense to turn into the 1979 San Diego Chargers anytime soon.
Well, that's great, Doran, huh?
Yeah, that's very encouraging.
Yes.
This could be encouraging. Ray, could the Steelers possibly trade for Roquan Smith?
I got that question about 20 times in my chat yesterday. I mean, he would be a great addition. I think that guy, he was a top 10 pick, and he's really good, but he's going to cost a lot of money. And you just can't have the highest paid outside linebacker in the league, the highest paid safety in the league. There's only so many of those types of players you can have on your roster. So in an ideal world, yeah, you can trade for that guy, but how do you sign him? How do you fit him into your salary cap structure in the future? That would be my big thing. But, yeah, I mean, if you're looking to just look at it from a football perspective, he would be a great addition, but I don't think it's going to happen.
You mentioned Ogunjobi, Ray, cutting through the offensive line in some of those team run periods. Overall, with Ogunjobi finally starting to practice a little bit, how has the run defense looked, practice assessment anyway?
Pretty good. You know, there are times the offense, like I mentioned, has its way with them. But I think for the most part, you know, Cam Hayward and Ogunjobi are going to be really solid, you know, bookends. And then Alulu came off the PUP list this week. He hasn't really practiced yet. He's not going to play on Saturday. But the fact that he came off the list and, you know, suggests that, you know, he's probably going to get going in pads next week. And I, you know, I mention it all the time, but I think it's underplayed in the base defense. And even in sub, when he's playing defensive end, he's just a really good player. He takes up a lot of blocks. And, you know, people always want to talk about Hayward and, you know, Tuitt when he was here. But Tyson Alulu, if he is healthy, is a really big part of that defense. So, you know, people are talking about Ogunjobi and him flashing on the field this year. Keep Alulu healthy. If you do, that's going to be the most important part of this run defense.
Alulu or Alu Alu in about an hour and a half right here on this station.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.